We're in the middle of Simon Reish Mem Ches. So we did Aleph and Beis already a couple of times. And we actually did most of Dalet also a couple of times. And we skipped Gimel. Gimel's a whopper. So now let's do Gimel. So the theme of this, I don't know the theme, but the basis of this Simon is, of course, the Braisa and Shabbos and Tess about not getting on a boat when 3 days before Shabbos. So we'll call it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even though Wednesday is a machlokes timogen avraham and negro. It's not so poshut that Wednesday is actually off limits, but we'll just, for convenience, we'll talk about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday versus Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we had a bunch of reasons why it's aser. We had the Riv. The Riv said Sisig, Balmor says Chilul Shabbos, and the Rach said Tchumen. Now, in a situation where these things are not relevant, okay, why would they not be relevant? Let's say there's no Chilul Shabbos involved. And there's no problem of Tchum, L'chera, we're going to get more into it today, because it's above 10 Tfachim from the bottom of the sea, and therefore, L'chera, there's no Tchum problem. And it's a type of sea that doesn't make you seasick. It's a river versus an ocean. And therefore, you're allowed to get on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now the question, if you fulfill those conditions. Now, what about boarding the boat on Shabbos itself? So the Bahag says, yeah, you can board the boat on Shabbos itself. And the Re says, no, it's aser, it's like swimming. So if you remember back to when we started the sugya, that was the fifth reason why it's aser to board a boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because it's like swimming. So then the Beis Yosef tries to clear the shayla. Thank you very much, Goyach. Beis Yosef clears the shayla when the Re asers boarding the boat because it's doing it as swimming, which we know you know how to do on Shabbos. Is that talking about Shabbos, going on the boat on Shabbos, or even if you go on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? And the Lashon of the Re, I don't know if it's Lashon of Re, Lashon of Tur, or both, but the Beis Yosef is Medayik, that reason is relevant even Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the Re says, nothing doing, ain't kezed about getting on a boat on Shabbos, nukuda. But all the Rishonim go with the Bahag, and the Bahag says you can get on a boat on Shabbos. If you can go on Friday, you can go on Shabbos. However, the Bahag has a requirement. The Bahag wants you to be kone shvisa me'erev Shabbos. It means he wants you to get on the boat before Shabbos and basically sit there bein hashmashos. Okay, some discuss. We'll see. The boat's leaving on Shabbos. He can leave with the boat on Shabbos, but he must be on that boat Friday night, Bein HaShemashos. Shkia, Tetzes, whatever, we'll discuss what Bein HaShemashos is in a few weeks. Okay, he must be Kone Shvisa. The question is why? Why must he be Kone Shvisa? So, there's three different Mahalchim that I saw in the Rishonim. The Drisha brings down B'Shem HaRitva, others also bring down the Ritva, but I first saw it in the Drisha. That really has nothing to do with the boat sailing, with your being allowed to be on that boat which is sailing on Shabbos. Really, the reason you need to be Kone Shvisa is so that if the boat lands on Shabbos, you're able to get off the boat. And you have a tchum, that boat now became your makom, and you have alpayim amah, and you can get off the boat. But in terms of being on the boat and being on the boat, isn't that the Bahag's requirements of being kind of shvisa is just to do with getting off the boat, nothing to do with getting on the boat or the boat leaving. Then there's a Ran, and the Ran says that the reason you need to be kind of shvisa, I don't like the word, I don't want to use the word marasai, but he talks about how it's no, I'm sorry, not that. Scratch that. The Ran holds that the reason you need to be kind of shvisa also is not because anything to do with the boat leaving. You can leave with the boat even if you're not kind of shvisa. The requirement of kind of shvisa is to enable you to walk around the boat on Shabbos. A person who goes outside of his tchum on Shabbos without permission, he has dalet amos. He's basically stuck. He's frozen. So the Ron says, in order that he should not be frozen and he can get up and walk around the boat, he must be Konish Misa. But nothing to do with actually being on the boat and leaving on Shabbos. Konish Misa, it just means he has to be on that boat. And we'll learn more about it. Konish Misa means I am acquiring, this is my place for Shabbos. How do you do that? We're going to see the Mishnah. Just by sitting on the boat, Danish Mashas. Let's say 20 minutes, whatever it is. You sit there for 20 minutes. Now, we're going to see that those who had, there were, though, this was very common practice back in the day, and they would make Kiddush on the boat, eat on the boat. They would do things to show that they were Kohen Shvisa, but the Etzem, the real Kinyan Shvisa is just sitting on the boat, being there, Benish Moshes. Just like when you sit in your house, you sit in Beitar, Benish Moshes, so this is your Makom. You decide, you're inspired, you want to go walk to the Kaisel, on Shabbos afternoon, now you have a big tchum shayla in tchum atzum, because this you were kohen shvisa here in Beitar. What made you be kohen shvisa in Beitar? The fact that you were here in Bein HaShemashos. And if you were on a tiyul for Bein HaZmanim in the woods, so then you're kohen shvisa wherever you plop yourself Bein HaShemashos, and then that's your makom. If it's a city, so you can walk the whole city plus up another 2,000 amas in each direction. But if you're in the woods, this is my makom for Shabbos, I have 2,000 amas in each direction, and that's it. Okay. Tchumen doesn't, it comes up a little bit, not as much as it used to. Comes up in bungalow colonies and camps and in the Catskills, comes up much more over there. Okay, then there's Arashba, Tosis, and the Rosh. And they say that if you get on this boat without being Konish Shvisa, they're the only ones that I saw that explain the requirement of being Konish Shvisa as Be'etzim, you can't be on that, you can't leave on a boat unless you're Konish Shvisa. Right? The Ritzah said, you won't be able to leave the boat. The Ron said, you won't be able to walk around the boat. But nothing to do with being on the boat as it leaves on Shabbos. The Rashba, Tosis Rosh, more Tosis Rosh, let's say, they bring down the time of the bag that if you're not Konish Shvisa, it looks like you're going outside the Tchum. It's not really going outside the tchum, because we said that you're above 10 tfachim from the ground. So it's not, there's no real tchum over here. But it looks like you're going outside the tchum, and therefore there's this requirement of being koine shvisa. And then this boat becomes like your house. And then when it leaves and it goes out, okay, then it doesn't look so much anymore. You're not doing anything, and it's not really out of the tchum anyway, and that's okay. That's what Chazal required, being koine shvisa. Okay, that's the Bahag. And those are three reasons why the Bahag requires you to be Konish Shvisa. Now, the Ran that we said over before, who only requires you to be Konish Shvisa so you'll be able to walk around on the boat. So I was learning this with Yaakov Moshe. And he wanted to say, and I think there's something to what he's saying. It's deep Tumen stuff that we're not so familiar with. But according to the Ran, this boat is like its own area. It's like its own area. And if you're not Kohen Shvisa, then you can't walk around on the boat. So the Ran says, so you're Kohen Shvisa. He says, the minhag used to be to go in before Shabbos, set the table, light candles, then they will go home, get a good night's sleep, and go back on the boat. On Shabbos, the boat's supposed to leave Shabbos afternoon at 12 o'clock. Get back on that boat at 12 o'clock, and off they go. That's the Ran. According to the Rashba and Tosis and the Rush, they say no. Once you Konish Shvisa, it's not a real Kinyan Shvisa, because you're like suspended in midair. You're more than 10 tefachim above the bottom of the sea. So there's no such thing as being Konish Shvisa, because you're only Konish Shvisa in a makom, and you're not really in a makom. Which means that when you do this, we'll call it pretend, I don't want to call it pretend, but this halachic thing called Konish Shvisa is not really a Kinyan Shvisa. Which means, as soon as you get off that boat, even if it's already Friday night, usually you're only Konei Shvisa Bein HaShemashos. But in this case, you were never Konei Shvisa, because you're in no man's land, because you're suspended in midair. Because you're in a boat, which is above 10 tefachim, above the bottom of the sea. So it's not an area, it doesn't count, there's nothing really here. So as soon as you get off the boat, and it doesn't matter when that is, boom, you're now Konei Shvisa when you get into a real makom. That becomes your makom, yeah. He gets off the boat, boom, that becomes makom, he can't get back on the boat.
I thought you were going to say that he can't, he lost everything because he didn't Konish Shvisa anywhere.
I don't know. He can't get back on that boat. He can't get back on the boat, period. Okay? So, we have a machlokes. Can he be on the boat when he leaves on Shabbos? And Obahag says yes, as long as he's kohen shvisa. Why? We have three reasons. The Ri says no, we possibly like the Bahag. Once he's kohen shvisa, can he get off the boat? Now, that was the minig. The minig is that that's what people did, even though we'll see now in halacha, it's not so posh. You have the Tosis, the Rosh, the Rajba, and the Shulchan Aruch, who hold, he can't get off the boat. Once he gets off the boat, he's destroyed his kinyan shvisa, he cannot get back on that boat. The minig was not like that. The minig was like the Ramah, passes like the Ran, that he can get back on that boat. Okay, so let's see that now inside. It's a very labor-thicker sugya. Okay, Reish Mem Ches Gimel. Hecha demutel haflig me Erev Shabbos. In the case where you're allowed to leave on Erev Shabbos, because there's no Tchum problem, and there's no seasick problem, there's no Chil Shabbos problem. So, Nichnas Basina me Erev Shabbos, if he went on the boat before Shabbos, the Kona Ba Shvisa, and he was Kona Shvisa on the boat. How does he do that? Explains the Mishavur Sivkatan Chav, Hanashi Yashav Sham Kol Ben Ashmashas. Just sit there between Shkia and says Achitasha. Ava Bisha Maflekas Bishabbos, even though the boat is sailing on Shabbos, Mutter. Provided that Rashba Tosis and the Rosh Vushalo Yatsum Asvina Me'esha Kana Shvisa, as long as he doesn't get off the boat. Why? Sifkat and Chafala Dilavach, if he gets off the boat, boom, he's stuck. Also, the Kana Shvab Shabbos, he can't get back up on Shabbos. Mimnei Shinira Kishat Apnei Amayim. Now he throws in this, the reason of the Re. That it's like you can't go swimming on Shabbos. You can't also get on a raft on Shabbos. You can't do these things. Mizra also, as we were learning Simon Shin Lamid Tes. Hagah note says the Ramah, the Yesh Omin, Da filu yotza min asfina shari. Even if you get off the boat, it's okay. The miyachah shekana ba shvisa on Erev Shabbos, since he's kohen shvisa on Erev Shabbos, ben ashmashes Friday night. So mutar achigach likonis ba b'Shabbos ulahaflig. It's allowed to get off the boat, go sleep at home, get a good night's sleep with your bed and your favorite pillow, and then come back Shabbos afternoon for the trip. The yeshos in kiddush ba svina, there were those that light candles, right? Make kiddush on the boat. And the achikah chos in the base, and then they go back home for lunch and shabbat, and they would get a good night's sleep. Ulamacha Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, chos in the svina, they get back up on the boat, and off they sail. Vechei nagu b'ksas makomos, and that's what they did in a number of places. Ve'ein lemchos, and one should not stop them. Hey, that is Shitas Aran and the Rivosh. Ve'ein lekaman simin shin lamid tes, which talks about the iser of swimming on Shabbos and getting on a, generally not to get on a boat on Shabbos. I just saw in learning this, you're not allowed to get on Shabbos, walk on something that's floating on the water. So I was thinking about the docks in Camp Maganav. So I was a lifeguard. I didn't usually go there on Shabbos. I don't think the air certainly didn't go into the water. It wasn't common, but there were sometimes people go for a walk and they would go stand on the dock. So it says if it's tied down, which of course it was, then it's okay. It's not part of this gzeira. But if it would not be tied down,
the dock
I don't know,
is
you
not floating on the water.
It is. It's styrofoam floating on the water. Absolutely. Yep. So it was floating on the water. So if it wouldn't be tied down, that would be a problem. Of course, if it would be tied down and you get on there, you could end up in the middle of the lake, Shabbos. You'd be in trouble. Okay, it's a Mishra Sifkat and Chabez. This is the Ramah, like the Ran, that he can, even after he's kind of Shvisa, he can get off the boat, go to sleep at home, and come back on Shabbos. Mishra Sivkan Chabez. Ma'acha Shekanabo. Hainu. Da'idei Zehavadei Asfina Kebeso. He's kind of Shvisa, so the boat now is like his house. The Einanir Kishak Kishinichlos Rabbi Shabbos. And it's not look like he's getting on a raft or going swimming when he gets on the boat, because he was kind of Shvisa. That's like his house. Now, if you do the day as Now, even according to this opinion, right? This is the Makil opinion. The Makil opinion, which allows you to board a boat on Shabbos, it means it allows you to leave on Shabbos. You have to be Kodesh Misa. You can leave as opposed to the Mechaber. And so this is in the Rosh. The Rosh don't really. He lets you leave as long as you're there. Leil Shabbos, Banish Mashas, for that, whatever, 13 and a half minute slot, whatever it is, 20 minutes, take your pick. You can go home. He can come back. However, there's a difference, even according to this opinion, if he left in the middle or did not leave in the middle. Let's see. When he leaves the boat, the Kinyan Shvisa that he did Leil Shabbos only allows you to lichnas basinu b'Shabbos. He's allowed to get back on Shabbos, like we said. When he gets to dry land on Shabbos, Osilo lozus me arba amos of. He's not allowed to leave his arba amos. K'moshe kasa b'simin tav dalit. If he got to a walled city, ayin sham baga. Okay, aval. Right there in the mishmeres of kana chabez. Aval. Im lo yatzim asvina me eisha kana shvisa. So mutu achigai lele b'makom sheyir labasha ad alpayim l'chol ruach. That means, according to this opinion, the Rambam, he's allowed to get off the boat and get back on and set sail Shabbos afternoon. Let's say he lands. He gets 10 o'clock in the morning, he lands Shabbos afternoon, 4 o'clock. What is his tchum status right now? He's landed. Does he have another 2,000 amos in every direction? Because the boat was Mamish's house, or not? If he never got off that boat from the time he was Kodesh Shvisa, the boat's Mamish's house, he could walk 2,000 amos from the boat. But if he did not, then he's stuck. He can get off the boat, he can walk down Amos, and that's it.
He walked in 2,000 Amos from wherever the boat is. It's not like the boat is here, 2,000 Amos. That's it. No, he travels, 2,000 Amos keeps traveling with him.
Yeah, that's it. Totally. Well, no, I think because when he's traveling, it could be no problem at all. Because he's above. It's when he's docking, and it's only when he gets onto dry land where the tchumin set in. Right. Over there, not your. Right. This is a portable house, so it goes with you. That's what it sounds like. Alright, again, about lo yatzim esfinim eishikon shvitsa mutu achia leilach b'makam shigir le'abosha ad alpayim l'chol ruach. He can go 2,000 amas because he was Kodesh Shvitsa, he never left. That's mamish his makom. His makom is portable, moved from one side of the lake to the other side of the lake, and now he has 2,000 amas from where he lands. Where he disembarks. V'hani mili kisha hoysa esfinim le'olum l'malim esra tfachim. That's assuming the boat's always above 10 tfachim. So he was not Kodesh Shvisa until he docked. Kuvusham. Ubasvino gufa mahalechas kula, but he can walk throughout the entire boat. Afim yotza mi be'er of the beis achash Kodesh Shvisa. Now even if he went home, when he comes back, he can still walk throughout the boat. Kevan sheshavas ba'avir mechitzas ba'odyom, because he was shavas banish mashas in the avir of these mechitzas. Now, if he wasn't Kohen Shvisa at all, Ayin Lakama and Tafei Zayin Mishabura Kisham Be'arnu Kol Prote Adinim Ha'elu. What?
That's like some. Can you go on a boat on Shabbos without being Kohen Shvisa?
Right. So again, we're talking about where the reasons that you can't, that the Mishnah tells us you can't get on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are not relevant. That's A. Now we said, according to the Bahag, and the Rishonim all seem to go with the Bahag except for the Ri, he can get on a boat and he can leave on Shabbos. The Bahag has this requirement of being Kohen Shvisa. We had three reasons why he has to be Kohen Shvisa. Only one of those reasons really was like integral, to be able to leave on Shabbos. The other one were technical. What can he do on the boat, and what can he do when he gets off the boat? So, you know, they have to know which one of those we really paskin like, and that's right in Afkamina over here. Well, here he's saying, yeah. Right, in Lo Kohen Shvisa Klal. Okay, I did look at Tafei Zayin, but I didn't. I'm not prepared to go into that. Now, it's interesting because the Rambam paskin like the Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba. Now, each of them are giving their own reason why the Bahag says you need to be Kohen Shvisa. So it seems to be Lishitasam, why you have to be Kohen Shvisa. That will explain Lishitasam if they're allowed to get off the boat afterwards or not. According to the Ran, he has to do it because, otherwise, you can't move around the boat. It sounds like the boat itself has a makom. So if the boat itself has a makom, it goes bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. L'chumra would be that if he's not going to shvisa, he can't walk around. He can't even walk around the boat. And the kula is if he was going to shvisa, he can get off the boat and come back. Get off the boat on Shabbos. He was there Leil Shabbos when he needed to be there, Bein HaShemashah, so he can get off and come back. According to the others, no, it's not a real makom. If it's not a real makom, he can walk around. It's no problem to walk around on the boat. It might not be allowed to leave because it looks like going across the tchum, but if he does, there's no problem walking around. There's no tchumin over here. That's the kula. But the chumra is, since it's not a real makom, if he gets off the boat afterwards, after he's kohen shvisa, he gets off the boat, since the king of shvisa is not a real thing, because it's not a real makom to be kohen shvisa, because l'malam yasara, so bam, as soon as he sets foot on dry land, he can't get back on the boat, because he's not kohen shvisa over here on the dry land. The Beis Yosef asks on this mahalach, and he says that you're only kohen shvisa bein shloshes. There's no such thing as being kohen shvisa Shabbos afternoon. So how? So what's going on? So that's what he explains, that it's not a real makom. So yeah, there's only kohen shvisa bein shloshes if you're in a place that's shayach to be kohen shvisa. But this is not really a place that's shayach to be kind of real shvisa, because it's the malam asara. It's like being in no man's land, like being suspended in midair, and it doesn't count. And the mele, once he hits dry land, boom, that becomes his shvisa, and he cannot get back up on that boat. Okay, so again, the halakha is mechaber Ramah. The Ramah says that he can leave the mechaber and get back on the boat. The mechaber holds that he cannot leave, get back up on the boat. The
Ramah says
Ein Limchos.
It doesn't sound like
a bad
thing.
Right, he's not thrilled about it. The Ein Limchos. V'chein nagum. Right. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that was the minog. That's what people used to. That's what people did. Okay, we have another couple of minutes. Let's look at the Bir Halacha. There's a Bir Halacha at the end of the Ramah here. Dibur Masal Chay Nagu B'Ksas Mekomos. Vine Kol Ze'ari B'Naharos Hanovin Dafka. So we started. We prefaced this discussion by saying you can't even get on a boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you don't need my high Shabbos, right? We're talking about where you've satisfied all those other conditions where you'd be allowed to get on the boat Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Bahag comes, you can even go on Shabbos. The Ramah is going on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about where he fulfilled the other conditions. Skip the brackets. There are places where they adopted the minig to be maker, even by the Yama Gadol. Okay, the whole machlokes is the Mediterranean, is Atlantic.
Yeah, it's salty.
And they're ignoring the problem of the rif that, yeah, they're by the Yama Gadol, whichever one it is, it's going to stir your own Shabbos, it's going to make you seasick, and therefore, not only can you not go on Shabbos, you can't even go on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. Aval be mem tzadi. That one should not, even though they're being makel, but it's a problem. It's a bit oinik Shabbos. Many Rishonim hold that way, and it's brought down in the poskim. When we come makom, but makom shenagu hetebaze in limchos. But if they're those who are makel, so then you can't really stop them. Because we have five reasons why you're not allowed to get on that boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the riff, the bitul onik Shabbos, is the biggie. But lamaisa, we have other rishonim who don't necessarily agree with the riff. So whatever you're going to do, kind of, you have on whom to rely. It's only if the boat is mostly Jewish. The Az ha'enim Yehudim, then the goyim on the boat are doing malacha for the Jews. But if most of the boat are goyim, so then they're dealing with the boat on Shabbos not because of the few Jews that are there, but because of the majority of goyim. So, it's interesting he brought down the Ramban and not the Balamor and out of the Rach. You know, I don't. It's interesting how he did that. But the Ma'isa, the Bitul Onik Shabbos. Then they talk about people who are sailors, always on boats, so they don't get seasick. They get used to it. You know, it's like the garbage truck. It's not a gishmak, a smell, but the people who work in the garbage, they must not, you know, be cringing all day long at work, kind of get used to it. So, you know, then they seem to say that people who travel a lot, so they don't get seasick, so then maybe it is okay. I would think it's like a low plug, whatever, but they don't say that. There's someone who is a sailor, that's what he does, so that reason would not necessarily, could be that reason already, is not relevant. Okay, that concludes B'siyat HaDishmaya Gedol Reish Mem Ches, and we'll start next week with Reish Mem Tes.